It's sextastic.
I'd like to begin with a fact. A simple yet shocking fact. It is this. A flood tide of filth is engulfing our country in the form of newsstand obscenity and is threatening to pervert an entire generation of our American children.
Suck your cock with my tits.
We know that once a person is perverted, it is practically impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex.
Your cock pushing firm against my puckered rosebud.
Through this material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet. He is even enticed to enter the world of homosexuals, lesbians, sadists, masochists, and other sex deviants.
Oh yes, fuck my ass.
Hey freaks, it's Tuesday, May 15th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, scissors in your neck, return of the testicle festival, and a tranny prostitute goes down. Hard. All of this, plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday, it's all coming up right here, right now, on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, freaks, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. I have a great show for you today, and it's an extended program for you Sideshow members. So if you're not a member, sign up now. $5 a month or $50 a year. Just go to superfreaksideshow.com, and you can get all of the fun extended content. On today's extended show, I have a brand new 1960s drug film to share with you, so that should be good. Hey, I want to do Ask Satan later this week, maybe on Friday, so if you guys have a question for Satan, get those in now. Just email me, show@distortedview.com, with the subject line, Ask Satan. I'd like to get him back in the studio for another batch of questions. We haven't done that for a while. Alright, so look forward to that later in the week. Right now, though, we've got more important things to deal with. Sextastic Tuesday. For those of you that are new to the show, basically, I just read you a porno in an attempt to either get you off or creep you out. This being Distorted View, you're probably going to be creeped out. Very rarely is there a story that does not involve blood, maggots, or animals. If we're lucky, we'll hit all three. I don't know. But today's Sextastic Tuesday was actually written by a listener. Preston sent in a story. So today's Sextastic Tuesday is courtesy of Preston. So now, if it sucks, you don't have to blame me. You have someone else to blame. That's why I enjoy reading listener-submitted stories. Takes a little bit of the pressure off of me. Now, here we go. Let's get into this week's installment of Sextastic Tuesday.
Ooh, yeah, baby. It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Ooh, a listener-submitted Sextastic Tuesday intro. I'm sorry, I don't have the guy's name in front of me who recorded this. I can't find his email anywhere, so please email me, dude, and I'll totally give you credit on the show for recording that very hot and sexy intro. My dick is hard, actually. Ooh. All right, today's story is entitled Emily Hates Grandpa. This is by Preston. Emily was a petite 15-year-old girl with jet black... I'm sorry, 18. If you're Cornswall listening to this, she's 18, don't worry. Yes, with jet black hair, fair skin, and a short black skirt. Her parents had gone out that afternoon, leaving her alone to do her homework at the dinner table as her grandfather watched Wheel of Fortune from the old red recliner. Monopoly! It's Monopoly, you dumbass! Exclaimed Grandpa as he shook his cane at the television contestants. Emily cringed. She hated old people. Oh, Emily, I feel ya. She especially hated their froggy, broken voices, like the sound of a thousand nails on a cracked chalkboard. Grandpa was a sweet enough guy sometimes, but he was so obnoxious and loud, and she didn't feel like she could tell him to keep his voice down without offending him. Dad, where's my goddamn medication? It says medicine written in the story here, but old people always call it medication. Heart pills and stuff. Emily sighed as she got up from the table and started searching the living room. She bent over to look under the coffee table and felt a jab in her ass as Grandpa poked her with a cane. Hurry up, he said. Emily gritted her teeth as she searched between cushions and under pillows. Her urge to kill was rising. And we all know where this story's going. Then she looked over at the coffee table. There was the medicine right in front of him. "It's right here," she said, and she held it up, stifling her frustration in a sing-song voice. "It's right here." Grandpa stared at the television. "Grandpa, I found your medicine," said Emily. She dropped it onto his lap, but something was wrong.
"Grandpa?"
she asked, prodding his shoulder. His head dropped forward, and she realized Grandpa was dead.
"Huh,"
she said with a smirk. It was sad, but not unexpected. One less dangerous driver taking up the handicapped parking spot at a Denny's. And it would certainly make for an interesting evening when her parents got home. As she grabbed the medicine from his lap, she felt something sticking up beneath the blanket. Ladies and gentlemen, the story starts now. She gasped and drew her hand away when she realized it was his erection. "Oh, God," she thought. He had made her search for the medicine on purpose to catch a glimpse of her bending over.
"Creepy,"
she said. She shook her head at him and turned back towards the kitchen to return to her homework, which was much more important than some old deadbeat. But, it's a big but. But as Emily took a few steps, something stopped her. Naturally. She had a macabre interest in death, something her parents regarded as a phase she was going through as she adjusted to life in high school. She hesitated, then placed her hand on the blanket again. Her cheeks burned with embarrassment as she felt his dick with her fingers. This felt really wrong. Yes, abort! Stop now! But he was dead, and no one would ever know. The house was empty, and the doors were locked. It was just her and Grandpa. She wanted to pull her hand away from her grandfather's lap, but she couldn't stop stroking his firm dick through the blanket. She laughed to herself when she thought it was probably the last blood that pumped through his heart before he died. She felt wetness in her panties. Cornswald, are you listening? Take notes. This might be good for your lawsuit, actually. She felt wetness in her panties. Her breath grew short, and she felt her heart pounding in her neck as she lifted the blanket off of his lap, and she pulled open his zipper and reached inside for his cock. It felt warm and alive. She pulled it out of the fly and examined it. It was the first penis she had seen or felt in person, 6 inches and streaked with purple veins, framed with a gray rug of curly pubic hair. That's a nice line, very descriptive. Framed with a gray rug. It was ugly and intriguing. Those are the two most commonly used words to describe me, actually. Tim Henson, ugly and intriguing. So this is what the boys at school are so proud of having, she thought to herself. Emily stared at it for a long time before she suddenly threw aside all inhibitions and placed her tongue against the purple head. There was an odd aftertaste that wasn't entirely unpleasant. Lady, I think you just tasted a combination of testicle sweat and mothballs. And you're right, it's not entirely unpleasant. It's an acquired taste, I guess. Her tongue ran down the rest of the dead penis, feeling the terrain of veins and shaft hair that made up her grandpa's late rod. Her lips reached his hairy balls, which were still soft and warm. She was so aroused that she couldn't stop, and drawing her inspiration from the porn clip she had seen on the internet... Those will get you in trouble. She wrapped her dark red lips around his shaft and began sucking the dick hard, running it in and out of her mouth. She felt so incredibly dirty and slutty. "Cunt," she whispered with his dick in her mouth. I don't know how she managed to say that with a dick in her mouth. "Cunt! Cunt! You're a dirty cunt!" Emily couldn't take it anymore. Just the idea of doing this was almost enough to make her come. She lifted her skirt and pulled down her white panties, kicking them off to the side. Then she straddled Grandpa's lap, spreading her thin, pale legs over his elderly thighs. She was tired of being a virgin, and she was excited to lose her purity to something unholy and wrong. You cannot get much more wrong than this. There was a quick sting of pain as she guided the dead cock inside her.
"Oh my God,"
said Emily with a gasp. She was sweating and breathing hard, sitting still to let her pussy adjust to the foreign object. Slowly, Slowly, she moved her hips back and forth, sliding his dick in and out of her. She was doing it. She was fucking her dead grandpa. The thought of something so horribly disgusting and taboo made her even more hot. She couldn't stop. Grandpa's corpse shook back and forth as Emily fucked it. She tore open her top and held her little breast as she rocked back and forth in his lap, moaning from pleasure she had never felt before. Her hand grabbed Grandpa's limp head by his thin gray hair and held it against her chest. A thin line of drool came out of Grandpa's mouth and tickled the soft skin of her stomach.
Oh, fuck, Grandpa!
Moaned Emily. She pushed him back into the chair and unbuttoned his shirt. His old body was rough and ravaged by time. That's sexy. Her dainty hands ran through the curly gray hair on his chest. She leaned forward and tasted his nipples with her tongue, and her slender fingers found the rough edges of an old surgery scar that ran across his stomach. It's like the least appealing porno ever. And they ran up towards the faded blob of a Navy tattoo near his shoulder. He had lived a full life, and here it ended with his granddaughter in his lap, his dead cock and her virgin pussy. Dirty sex that should not be happening. No, it definitely shouldn't. I could have told you that 7 minutes ago when we started this story. She suddenly felt something sticky between her legs. How could Grandpa come? He's dead. She freaked out, thinking Grandpa had cummed in her. But when she looked down at her pussy, it was covered in blood. She thought it was her hymen, but when she slid off his dick, she saw the source. Grandpa's dick. The zipper of Grandpa's pants had been cutting into his flesh from the movement of Emily rocking back and forth. She reached down to her pussy to feel the blood that was inside her. It was thick and cool. She brought it to her face and licked it. It tasted bitter and metallic.
This girl is freaky.
Emily was overcome with the urge to destroy her grandpa's manhood. She grabbed his dick and began to drive it back and forth against the zipper of his pants, cutting through the flesh of his shaft. Blood came out over his gray pubes, turning them into a scarlet forest. I like that. Scarlet forest. That'd be a good color for Crayola to use. Alright, Emily began rubbing her bloody clit, shouting obscenities at herself. She's like the Tourette's guy. Don't load my pussy up with a bunch of bullshit! Alright, Grandpa's dick got loose and flexible, and all that attached it to its body was a string of flesh and skin. Emily's heart felt like it would probably pound out of her chest. Could you imagine when Emily's parents get home what happened? Like, honey, what happened to Grandpa? He ran out of heart pills. He couldn't find them and he died. Alright, fair enough. That explains why he's dead. Now, can you explain to me why Grandpa's penis is on the floor and why you have a bloody mouth and a scarlet pussy? I'm sorry, a scarlet forest of a pussy. Alright, back to the story here. She bit the head of his dick and pulled back. Grandpa's bloody dick came off. A fleshy hole was all that remained on his corpse. It looked like a bloody pussy, Emily said to herself as she stifled a giggle. She looked... She's having a good time. She looked down at the bloody penis in her hand. It was dark purple and curling inward a little as the dead flesh tightened. Emily held it like a lollipop and licked the head, dabbing her tongue into the piss hole. She put it in her mouth and sucked it like a cigar, and she chewed on the head, leaving red teeth marks that she admired as she tasted every inch of her grandpa's penis. I wish it could come, she thought to herself. Then she got an idea. Oh, no. I don't like where this is going. She inserted the fleshy end into her mouth and sucked. The cock shriveled as little Emily sucked the blood out of it. She imagined that it was white sticky cum and that she was a dirty porn star, and she swallowed as much as she could of the cool liquid. The dick was shriveled and curled up now, like a pickled dick. She patted her belly and let out a sigh and then a laugh to herself.
Emily?
Asked her mother through the door. Oh, shit. Just a minute, gasped Emily. She threw her grandpa down the stairs, and he loudly tumbled into a broken heap on the concrete floor of the basement. Emily realized his penis was in her hand. Emily, let us in, said her father.
Just a second,
yelled Emily. Trembling, she looked for a place to hide the dick as the clicks of her father's house key came from the doorknob. In sheer panic, she shoved the dick up in her pussy as hard as she could and ran to the table where she was doing algebra. Her parents walked in. I was right in the middle of a hard math problem, said Emily with a short breath. Her mother frowned at her. Looks like you were working hard. You're red in the face, she said. Are you feeling all right? Emily smiled and shrugged. Her mother came over and felt her forehead. I think you might need to lie down for a bit, her mother said. Emily bit her lip against the pain of the severed dick taking up space in her pussy and tried to hide the bloody palms of her hands. Where's Dad? Asked her father as he hung his coat. Emily responded quickly, "Oh, he was acting funny. He told me he was going to go for a walk down to the VFW for a while and not to wait up for him." "That's not surprising," said her father. "That old drunk always leaves for weeks at a time without telling us." Convenient. Later in the night, when all was quiet, Emily went into the basement and tucked Grandpa's body behind some large boxes. She pulled the dead dick out of her pussy. It was turning black with rot. She smelled it and licked it. After making sure the basement door was locked, Emily grabbed a hand axe off the wall and approached Grandpa's body, ready to fuck and suck more of the dead old man before throwing him away. The end. Wow. This actually reminds me, believe it or not, of the Virginia Tech Massacre, and I'll tell you why. You know the crazy Asian, who killed, you know, whatever, 30 people, shot him down? Shortly after that all took place, it surfaced that he was an English major and all those, like, plays that he wrote came out and they were just awful and really twisted. And everyone was like, why the fuck didn't he go in for, like, mental evaluations and stuff? I think we need to get Preston evaluated because I think this guy could be a threat, actually. Hey, Preston, what college do you go to? We need to alert the authorities. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for May 15th, 2007. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Alrighty, today we've got an extended show for you Sideshow members, so if you're not a member, what are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. In addition to the extended shows, you also get full access to the Distorted View archives, plus exclusive shows, video cast, all sorts of stuff. Superfreaksideshow.com is the web address, and of course, you'll be entered to win that Nintendo DS we're giving away at the end of the month. I have just a few things I want to play for you guys today on the extended show that I found. Some old films and dating on demand things, stuff like that. So it should be a good time. First story I have for you today has to do with a prostitute and gardening tools.
What?
Police say a 50-year-old man living in his mother's home killed a transvestite prostitute with a garden hoe after bringing him back to the house. Or her, back to the house, depending on how you look at it. Either the tranny's half full or half empty, right? I just love it, because sometimes the headlines to these stories are just enough. You don't have to add anything to it. Of course, a tranny prostitute killed with garden tools. John Freeman of Northridge was arrested Sunday on suspicion of murder. It's not really murder if it's a tranny, right? They're not really people. They're half a person. Freeman's mother was out of town when he allegedly picked up the 31-year-old transvestite prostitute Sunday morning. That's when he should be at church, and brought him home to his mother's house. The victim wore women's clothing to Freeman's house, but was naked at the time of the beating. The two apparently began arguing inside the house. Oh my god, maybe the guy didn't know that the prostitute was a tranny. That's a shocking surprise.
I know all there is to know about the crying game. I've had my share of the crying game. First your dick get wet, and then theirs does too. You're looking at their crotch, and you're realizing they've got a dick, and that's when you say, holy shit, I'm fucking a guy, not a woman. I know all there is to know.
Back to the story here. Yes, the two apparently began arguing inside the house and ended up in the backyard, where Freeman allegedly attacked the victim with his fists, feet, and a garden hoe. Neighbors reported the assault to police at 12:30 p.m. on Sunday. Oh, to be their neighbors. What a great sight that must have been. Some guy beating up another dude in a dress. When officers responded, Freeman was still in the backyard kicking the victim. Police aren't certain of the motive, but they do not believe Freeman suddenly discovered the prostitute was a man. Oh, okay. Well, maybe they were just haggling over the price. Freeman and the victim had a casual relationship in the past, and Freeman knew the victim had male anatomy. There you go. Speaking of male anatomy, how would you like to taste deep-fried testicles? Wow, it's amazing what you can do with balls these days. I've seen pencil holders made out of bull scrotum. You can eat deep-fried testicles now. Fantastic. Saw one down in Wisconsin. Around here, it may be tough to pass up anything deep-fried. Wisconsinites have deep-fried cheese curds, candy bars, and Twinkies. I have tried deep-fried cookie dough, and I've tried deep-fried Snickers at the Ohio State Fair. I've never tried deep-fried balls, though. I don't like breading on my balls. Yes, more than 300 people paid $5 for all-you-can-eat goat, lamb, and bull testicles Saturday at the 9th Annual Testicle Festival at Mama's Place Bar and Grill. Sounds like a drag bar or something. Mama's Place. Big fat drag queen. Serves you food. And sass, of course. Yes, at Mama's Place Bar and Grill in Eldoran in central Wisconsin. Quote, once you get over the mental aspect of what you're eating, it's just like eating any other food, and it tastes good. That's really where I'd have a problem. I don't think I could get past the mental aspect, crunching down on balls. The festival's founder and self-described scrotum slut, Nancy Fensk, said the festival grew out of her late husband Roger's birthday party 12 years ago. They fry up Roger's testicles. What a way to go. They decided to have a nut fry at Mama's Place after bringing back lamb fries from a trip to Montana. The event keeps growing every year, and now they fry up to 100 pounds of testicles. I wonder what that smells like, because I know when it's hot outside and I'm wearing tight underwear, it doesn't smell good down there. Very fragrant. They're very distinct. Nasty odor, and I can't imagine 100 pounds of balls. What else can you do in a small town? Fensk asked. Oh, I don't know. Read a book, for Christ's sakes. There's gotta be other things you can do than torturing small animals, ripping off their balls. Butch Hubert, 58, likes the parts sandwiched between bread with tartar sauce. They're not so different from regular meatballs also served at the festival. After a few beers, you really can't tell the difference. It's very true. I can't tell you how many times I've had a few beers, and the next thing I know, there's a ball in my mouth, picking out pubes in my teeth. Why don't they, like, fry up horse pussies? Stuff like that, you know? It's always the testicles. Sometimes I've found, though, you just have a craving for breaded clitoris, and you have to wait until the state fair comes rolling around. It's all deep-fried and delicious. They need to start stocking that shit in the deli section at the grocery stores. I actually think Vienna Sausages contains horse labia. I'm not sure, but I thought I saw that on the label. All right, we got one more story for you, and then we'll call it a day. Here's another story about a little child dying. You may call it tasteless. I call it my bread and butter. This one comes from Verona Beach, New York. It's a short one. Police in Verona Beach say a 6-year-old died. Oh, I would have thought the canned laughter would have kicked in by now. Yes, a 6-year-old died while reaching... There it is. This has been a Hanna-Barbera production. Yes, let's get into the gory details. A 6-year-old died while reaching for scissors on top of a refrigerator when she fell from a chair and the blades of the scissors stabbed her in the neck. Holy shit. Even funnier, the girl apparently wanted the scissors to cut off gum that was stuck in her hair. Police said she was standing on a wheeled office-style chair. When it moved, she stood on a chair with wheels... And Darwin scores another point. Police said she was standing on a wheeled office-style chair when it moved and she lost her balance. She was pronounced dead at a hospital. Pronounced dead and stupid. The girl's parents and her younger brother were in the house about 25 miles northeast of Syracuse. But no one saw the girl fall. So there you go. Hey, do you remember yesterday on the show how I was talking about how it was just going to be a matter of time before the weird Mother's Day story started coming in? Well, I got one today. It's not very long. It's kind of funny. Retail chain shop or something. I don't know. It's in Europe. Has distributed 5 million advertising folders house to house for Mother's Day this Sunday in which sex toys are recommended as presents. While many adults are amused, Kinder Consummate, an organization that aims to protect children against advertising influences, is not very happy. Quote, unsuspecting children will look in the folders to find ideas for a Mother's Day present. getting their mom a pulsating clitoris ring for Mother's Day. Kid Shop says the intention was not for children to buy a dildo for their mothers. We are targeting partners that want to surprise their wife with these articles. It's kind of the same thing, but you remember a while back on the show, I was talking to you guys about catalogs, the Dr. Leonard's catalog, or maybe they're called Carol Wright catalog. I don't know. I don't know if it's the same thing or owned by the same company or what, but Dr. Leonard's is like this catalog, you know, for, I guess, old people, really, if you look at it. There's like, you know, they'll have shower caps and things to help you open jars and lawn ornaments, you know, stuff that interests old people. And then there's a page where just all of a sudden a vibrator pops out at you. Some old lady in a nightgown is using a vibrator on her neck, and it's totally a vibrator too, because it's in the it's like that standard generic white vibrator, you know, with the tip at the end. Like, why would you need a neck massager with a tip? You know what I mean? It's very obviously a sex toy. So, of course, that's what I look at when I go over my parents' house. Oh, the old Dr. Leonard's catalog came in. That item is circled. Mom. Gross. Yeah. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, and let's check in with my freaky dickies.
Hey, Tim, it's Wino again. Yes, I am probably an hour from you.
Oh.
I am in Broadview Heights, Ohio.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I asked her yesterday because I noticed her phone number, you know, same area code as me or whatever. So she's about an hour away. There you go.
Hey, Tim, it's Sean from Toronto calling. I've got a couple of things. First is, I've been meaning to call to say that there could be a crackhead who got a hold of the wrong stuff. The woman saying that sounds a lot like the comedian Wanda Sykes. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Mm.
And then part two,
I can honestly tell you that it's that's not Wanda Sykes, because I've actually seen the video, and that woman is not Wanda Sykes.
She is a variant on a overly popular bizarre sex term. Don't worry about the soundbite. It's the rodeo clown.
Okay.
A variant on the popular rodeo, except after your woman throws you off, mm-hmm, and starts chasing you around the room, friends of yours burst out of the closet dressed as rodeo clowns and with the barrels and everything, and try and keep her off.
Try to distract her. Nice.
Hey, Sam, it's me, Greg, in St. Joe. I've got a bizarre sex term for you.
Now can I play my intro? Thank you. Go ahead.
This one is called the Sludgy Dung Sludge Hammer.
Oh, Sludgy Dung.
And how it's done is you catch a fish and you squeeze the fish until fish shit is all over your dick, and then you flip it in a girl's ass.
Ah.
And you hammer.
Using the Sludgy Dung as a lubricant.
And you hammer. It's called the Sludgy Dung Sludgehammer.
For more sludgy dung, take a listen to yesterday's podcast. We'll all be crystal clear.
Hey, I'm from motherfucking Florida. I got my own motherfucking podcast, man. Oh, God.
Okay, I can't understand a fucking word that person is saying. You gotta slow down.
Yeah. Hey, this is one of your sideshow members, middle-aged listeners in name.
All right.
I think what your friend was eating was uni.
Uni!
Sea urchin roe.
That is so... That is what it is. It's uni.
Sea urchin roe, the egg. And I had a friend of mine, I actually fished for it for a while. One of my diver's girlfriends said it tasted like sperm. So make sure you tell Joe that. Love the show. Bye-bye.
That's why he likes it. Okay. Thanks for making perfect sense from that.
Yo, Tim, I have a bizarre sex term for you.
All righty. Not going to play
what you want to. It's called the Sludge Hammer. What you want to do is take a like a regular thermometer and you stick it in your pee hole.
Oh.
Using it as a sounding rod.
Ah.
And either, you know, do whatever you want at that point in time with it. But at some point in time, you're going to want to take a hammer and smash the glass thermometer inside your dick. So basically, put the thermometer inside your penis and take a hammer and hit your penis really
hard. Yeah, I got that. Okay, thank you. You don't have to recap it for me.
Hey, Tim. I just sent you a bunch of links to Elton and Betty White. I don't know if you've heard of these guys before.
They
but
sing,
they're
right?
a musical duo from Little Rock, Arkansas. She's 73. He's 43.
Okay.
He's black. She's white. And
I've heard of them before.
They both have some mental problems.
All right, well, I'll take a listen to that. Maybe we'll play some on the extended portion of the show.
Hey, Tim, this is Jim from Pennsylvania, and I got a bizarre sex term for you.
It's
one of me and my buddies made up after listening to the show for a bit, and it's called the Scott Taylor Shocker. Basically, it's like any other shocker, and it can be used by...
That's two in the pink and one in the stink, for those of you who don't know.
By a female or a guy, a gay guy, giving a blowjob. Basically... You're going down and you stick your little pinky in their asshole, and when they're not looking, you just slam two into the dick hole.
Two in the dick hole?
Shit. Scott Taylor shocker.
I don't know if Scott Taylor could even fit two in there. It's quite a tall order.
Hey, Tim. Two very quick things. This is Clark in North Carolina.
Hey, Clark.
I know that every time that you have a female listener call in with a
bizarre sex term.
Bizarre sex term.
Yes.
My dick get hard.
Oh, yo, dicky hoid.
Hoid. Hoid. As close as I can get.
That's good. Not bad.
And as far as the email, man, I don't remember, but I remember that one time about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I called in and I recommended a bunch of different ways that you could say it, but I can't remember if said it like a retard before that or not.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that's quite a mystery. Here's the last voicemail we'll play today. It's only 5 seconds long. What could it
My
be?
Yeah,
everyone's checking in with their versions of their digging word. It's fun to say. It really is. If you think it's annoying to hear, you gotta just try saying it. It's so much fun. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in your gut. I've got Grandpa's rotting cock in my cunt. My cunt! Cunt! Vote for us a podcast alley, subscribe via iTunes, dig us on dig.com. Your sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back here tomorrow for the big Wednesday show. Until then, you guys have a great weekend. What? That isn't right. Hold on. What the hell is today? Tuesday, yes. We will see you back here tomorrow for the big Wednesday program. How about that? Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. Me in the ass, cunt.